I read recently that a vicar of the Church of England said that he considered COVID-19 a profound evil. So I thought, this is really interesting. Now, you know, I'm an anthropologist, and anthropologists and theologians are very interested in evil because they represent two types of behavior. The anthropologists are interested because it's human behavior at the extreme. Theologians are interested because, of course, it's God's behavior. And I'll explain that. Why does God allow evil into this world? So that's a major problem for theologians. And it goes under the sort of general heading of what's called theodicy, the justice of God. So, you know, why has God allowed, for example, coronavirus to spread and harm and kill people and cause misery and so on and suffering? So that's the issue for theologians.
Okay, so fascinating subject. What first brought about the idea of a talk at the cathedral? It doesn't seem the obvious place to talk about evil, does it?
Well, in a way, I could turn that on its head and say, actually, it is the right place to talk about evil, because in terms of what I was explaining about the argument for theologians, is it's a constant issue that if you've got a benign, benevolent, all-loving God, who's also all-powerful, remember, and can control the world, why has God allowed evil into the world to make people suffer? And of course, evil comes in two sorts. It's the natural evil, and I mentioned coronavirus, but it could be earthquake, a hurricane, a tsunami, famine, drought, all of those things. And the other side of evil, of course, is what human beings do to each other: genocide, murder, torture, all of those awful bits of behavior. Serial killers, of course, are very popular, if I can put that in inverted commas, meaning that people are intrigued as to what makes someone behave in such an awful way. So it is actually quite an appropriate topic for the cathedral to consider.
Now, this is now going to be a virtual talk, isn't it? So when is it, and how does one register for it, and so on?
Right. Well, it's had to be virtual, obviously, because of the pandemic and the lockdown. So it'll take place on May the 20th at
So that's next
7:30.
Wednesday, right? Yep,
And you have
next
to
Wednesday,
register.
7:30.
Yes, you have to register for it, and you can actually go online after 7 o'clock, because it'll take some sort of organisation. And the cathedral, in a sense, will control it. And then I will talk, and it will be with slides, and then people will be able to engage with it. And it'll be interesting to see how it works. I mean, I've now been involved with quite a few of this conferencing, and it's surprising how well it does work, though, of course, it doesn't have the same human contact as you would have if you were there, as I mean, in 3D, in reality.
Yes, and are you hoping to have questions and answers at the end or something?
Well, I'm sure there'll be lots of questions. Whether we'll have
Answers.
the answers is another matter. Yes.
So, sort of topics that you've talked about, you know, why does God allow evil in the world? But the kind of things that you're likely to cover in the talk, do you think? What sort of areas are you going to cover?
Well, let's think about, if we say a starting point, you know, coronavirus. Why is it happening? What's happening now? You can have various reasons as to who you blame for those sort of natural evils in the world. Is it supernatural? Is there a demon or a devil or some malignant force creating it? Or is it something that we've created ourselves? For example, you know, climate change and what's happened. Is that because governments are evil? And going around now are a whole lot of conspiracy theories about coronavirus. Now, could it be that Chinese have unleashed it, or is it some 5G, or is it a government plot? The latest I heard is that some people think it's a government plot that when the vaccine comes out, we'll all be chipped so that they know where we are at every moment of the day.
We really do try and read some weird things into some of these things, don't we?
Of course, it could be, and this is one of my favourites. It could be a mastermind somewhere like Dr. No, Ian Fleming's James Bond figure, Dr. No, trying to manipulate the world somewhere or other. And then there
I think
are
we should probably make clear at this point that we don't believe in any of those theories, right? But
I'm not interested.
But Dr. No is a, no, exactly. But Dr. No is an interesting one. So is he the sort of definition of evil, or was he actually not entirely?
Well, those sort of megalomaniacs are very convenient, aren't they? And they feature a lot in Ian Fleming's stories and so on. There's always some evil force behind it. And they're convenient in a way because they take it away from a national government, which can be a little bit tricky, you know. I mean, we've got a spat at the moment with obviously President Trump blaming China and China blaming whoever it is, you know, and there are lots of those sort of things. So a megalomaniac who's obviously very wealthy, tucked away perhaps on a Caribbean island, who knows, creating mayhem.
Kind of a neutral evil person in a strange sort of way, right? Somebody that everybody can dislike regardless and understand that they're wrong.
And very convenient for conspiracy theories. You know, and those conspiracy theories are in abundance at the moment, because people want an answer. Why is this happening? What's going on? And whether you believe in the supernatural or you don't believe in the supernatural, it's convenient to find something which gives you an answer. The unknown is what human beings fear a lot. We've talked about this previously in the programs and the podcasts I did. The unknown is what we really fear. So if we can pin it on something, at least we've got an answer.
Interesting, Tim. So let's remind everybody about the talk. If you've found this fascinating from Tim, then there's a chance to get involved a bit more and hear a lot more. It's The Nature of Evil. The talk's going to be given by Tim Boson. Tim, give us all the details again.
Well, it's May the 20th. It's online with Zoom. It'll be from 7:30, though you can join at 7 o'clock, and you can get the joining details on the cathedral website, which is stalbanscathedral.org. And if you go to What's On, you can just link up with it. Very easy.
Brilliant. Tim, thank you so much for being with us. And we look forward to hearing all about The Nature of Evil next Wednesday at the cathedral. If you want to sign up, it's stalbanscathedral.org, and just head to the What's On section. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Nick. It's been a pleasure.